Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masechet Chulin. We are up to Parakei, Mishnah Hey. So again, we're discussing Osov Espino. Yom Echaram Rav Osov Espino, Hayom Halech Achar Laila. We follow halachic days. So since halachic days start at night, so Osov Espino, if you shechted the mother at night, and then the baby the next morning, that's a violation. Zodarsh Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma. Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma Darshan Nemer, B'maisa Bereshis Yom Echad. It says in the story of creation, in the very first chapter of Sefer Bereshis, Yom Echad, and the Yisra of Osov Espino, the Torah uses the same phraseology, just like the days of Maisa Bereshis, the day follows the night. So too, when it comes to Osov Espino, the Yom is Halech Achar Halayla. Now we move on to Perek Vav, Perek Kisei Adam. Kisei Adam Noig Bar Tzuv Chutzlar. The mitzvah of Kisei Adam, when you shecht a chaya or an oath, they have to cover the blood of the animal. That applies both in Herzl and in Chutzlar. When there's a base mikdash, when there's not a base mikdash, b'chulin of a lobe mikdashin, but it only applies to chulin animals, not to hagdish animals. V'noig b'chayu b'of, it applies to chayos, to wild beasts, and to of, to birds. B'mezumen b'shein mezumen, whether they're in your house already and ready to be shechted, or they're out in the wild and you have to catch them. V'noig b'koy mipnei shu safek, and it applies to a koy, which is a safek chaya, safek behema. So you do kisei adam because we're not sure whether it's a chaya. V'ein shechten. So if you're not allowed to shecht a koi on Yom Tov, and if you did shecht it on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do kisei adam. So let's review what we learned today. We learned first of all that the day, as far as Osov Espino is concerned, we follow halachic days where Hayom Halech Achar Laila, just like Maaseh Bereishis, because it says Yom Echad by both. And then the first mission in Perek Vav, we learned about kisei adam applying both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, even when there's no Beis Hamikdash, but not to hegdish animals, and it only applies to chayva ov. And we said that it applies to a koi because we're not sure whether it's a chay or an ov. You're not allowed to shecht a koi on yontif, but if you do shecht a koi on yontif, then you're not allowed to do the kisei adam of a koi on yontif because it's a suffik behema. Maybe it doesn't require kisei adam, so you're going to be violating malacha for no reason. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.